Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, March 26th. In the news, overnight EBRAT prices were May corn down 0.75 cents, May wheat up 4.5 cents, and May beans down 3.5 cents. Currently, we've got the crude oil up $1.30 a barrel, over $60 a barrel. The dollar is up about 8 ticks. Metals look to be a little bit lower. Dow Jones looks to open up about 150 higher. Wheat market strong again overnight, continued fund short covering. The Egyptians apparently are going to be tendering for wheat today. The market would indicate that maybe we're going to get some of that business, though it would seem unlikely, but we'll see. Some of the Eastern European supplies have been running a little bit low, and they may have to source it from other places, so the U.S. may get some of that business. Funds are still heavily short corn. They're short wheat, short beans. Hopefully we can get something to spark them to cover these short positions and take these markets higher. We didn't see any export announcements this morning, so nothing on the export front. We're waiting to hear how the trade talks went in China. The rumor has it that they're coming back to the United States at some point relatively soon to continue the talks. Hopefully whatever they're going to do, they'll have it done by next week. But, you know, nobody wants to get too bearish if they make an announcement. Nobody wants to get too bullish if they don't make an announcement. So we're kind of in this quagmire that we've been in for quite some time. The weather seems to be improving a little bit. The wheat conditions in Kansas were actually improved over last week. We're seeing some planting getting done in the deep south. But for the most part, in the northern Midwest, nothing's getting done. As the snow melts up north, that water's going to move downriver, and we still expect more flooding out there, though the weather looks to be a little bit better for the time being. So we've got the report on Friday. Again, I think we'll see about 2 million acres less of beans, 2 million more corn. But I think it's a meaningless number with the weather out here if we continue to be wet. Those corn acres could stay right in the beans. But the stocks numbers, I think, will be a little bit friendly to the corn, a little bit bearish to the beans. But ultimately, with the situation in China with their pig crop, I don't expect them to be huge buyers of corn in here, even if we do get a trade deal. But I do expect U.S. hog production to ramp up to try to meet some of the demand they're talking about over the next months and even a year or two. So that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.